Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Lottery. Grab a Missouri Lottery Powerball ticket before Saturday's drawing for a chance at $334 million. Play today.
Flooding is hampering Mississippi River grain shipments.
80% of U.S. soybeans are shipped between September and February. Mike Steenhook with the Soy Transportation Coalition says flooding along the Mississippi River is delaying business.
We've grown accustomed to having discussions about flooding on our inland waterway system due to the more unpredictable weather that we're experiencing. But these discussions usually occur in April and May of the year during the spring. And what's quite unique is to have this discussion at the end of December. So it really just underscores all the more that we really do live in a period of really irregular weather.
Steenhook says the Mississippi Gulf is the leading export region, with more than 800 million bushels of soybeans shipped downstream each year. He says railroads are an important transport option and are better positioned to handle large grain volumes than a few years ago. Alisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
The chairman of the Senate committee that investigated Planned Parenthood during the summer wants contempt proceedings brought against one of the organization's leaders.
Senator Kurt Schaefer says Planned Parenthood St. Louis president and CEO Mary Cogut and Dr. James Miller of Pathology Services, Inc. were issued subpoenas to testify before the Senate committee on the sanctity of life, but neither appeared before the committee, nor did they produce documentation the committee requested. The committee wants contempt proceedings brought against them. An attorney for Planned Parenthood has questioned the validity of the committee, whether it has the power to issue subpoenas, and whether its request for information from Planned Parenthood was clear enough. Planned Parenthood also says some of the documents requested could violate patient confidentiality laws if provided. In addition to recommending contempt proceedings, the report says the committee should continue meeting. It's signed by all the Republican members and none of the Democrats. Mike Lear, Missouri Net.
You're listening to news on Missouri Net. The Missouri State Highway Patrol is helping with rescue, recovery efforts, and security in flooded areas. Captain John Hotz advises motorists to stay away from areas with any water.
It may not look like it's that much, but if you get into those areas, for example, where the water's been flowing across, it may have washed out the road and dirt underneath it. So what looks like it may be a few inches of water or a foot of water could very easily be, you know, 6 or 8 or 10 feet of water that you just can't see.
Hotz says nighttime is an especially dangerous time for people to be driving in areas with water. MoDOT now says northbound lanes of Interstate 55 in eastern Missouri's Jefferson County are now open after floodwaters there have started receding. Interstate 44 near St. Louis is still closed in both directions. For information on the more than 200 road closures, visit MissouriNet.com. You'll find other news available 24/7 at MissouriNet.com as well. You're listening to news on Missouri Net.